Hey, besties.
Welcome to the BFF Bookcast.
We're your hosts, Teresa and Katie.
Before we jump in, we just want to remind everyone that what we discuss are our own thoughts and opinions. Just remember, we are here to have a good time.
And as always, please check trigger warnings before reading any books we will be discussing. And beware, we curse like the Bat Boys probably do during their annual snowball fight. Hey, Katie.
Katie.
How are you feeling today?
Oh, you know, it's a Monday. It's a Monday.
It's the last Monday of the year. Ugh. Which, like, is either a good thing or a bad thing.
And, like, both, I guess. But it also gets, like, annoying because then, like, everyone comes out of the woodwork for work stuff, too. And they're like, yeah, we need da-ka-da-ka-da-ka-da-ka-da-ka-da. And I'm like, no one fucking works these last 2 weeks. Like, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to put out of my asshole right now for you?
So my boss retired a few weeks ago. So like the hierarchy is like me, my boss, and then like our manager. So our manager is now like my boss for the time being until someone new is hired. But she's been out of the office, and like everyone's out. I'm like one of the only people that's like working between Christmas and New Year's. But I sent her an email because she was like, I'll be checking like occasionally. And I kind of like needed a response on something and she hasn't answered. And I'm like, you know what? Honestly, like, I think good for you. I think if you're off, don't check your emails. I'm very, like when I'm off, don't bother me. And I kind of don't like to bother people while they're off. So, yeah, so it's honestly been kind of great. But like, yeah, some people were like, what's going on with this? And I'm like, I don't know. Literally everybody's off. So you're going to have to wait until
I had to reiterate like 10 times on a phone call today with a client that I was like, I'm very sorry, but like, I don't know what do you, like, no one's here.
No.
Like, I don't know what you want me to do. Everyone I go to ping, they're like, out of office. I'm like, well,
what do you want from us?
What do you want? I don't know.
Literally. No, the only thing I've been worried about, and Katie knows this because I just sent pictures, but I built a new bookshelf. I took all of my books off of my shelf. I completely rearranged them. I placed like a bunch of books up for sale on Pango. I made a pile of books that I'm donating. My back hurts from like bending over to lift these books. Yeah, no. But now I have like one shelf that's like all of like my fantasy books. Minus SJM. SJM's on my main shelf, if you can see behind me, because she's my main girl. But my other shelves are, like, it's all romance. And I'm, like, so happy. I'm, like, oh, my God, everything fits, finally, like, whatever. And I'm laughing because I'm, like, oh, like, the minute I get one more book, I'm going to start double stacking, which was, like, was driving me crazy because my entire bookshelf before was, like, a double stacked nightmare.
It's fine.
I also, like, listed things for sale that I've never read that were just sitting on my TBR cart for, like, 2 years. And it pains me to do that. But at the same time, like, sometimes you just got to know yourself. And if it's been 2 years and I haven't read it, then I probably am not going to read it.
It's, like, clothes. I can't tell you how many times I look at something when I'm trying to get rid of stuff. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to probably wear this. And then today, I was like, I haven't touched this in years.
Goodbye. Yeah, it's like, Legendborn and Bloodmarked. I know if I read it, I'll love it. But it's been 2 years. I know.
Get rid of the physicals, but I do the audio, at least with the, I think the audio was done phenomenally.
I've heard really good things about the audio.
Oh, the audio is so good. And the third book coming out, I will be listening.
I know. It's like, I did not put for sale, Belladonna. Because I read Belladonna and I really liked it. But I bought the second book, Foxglove, and I haven't read it. And I'm like, okay. And I know the audio is really good. So I'm like, since I've read Belladonna and loved it, I'm not going to sell Foxglove because I know there's incentive. Yeah. But I never read Legendborn. So I'm like, you know what?
I get that.
It's been sitting here. Yeah. And then there's just books that I loved.
But like, I don't think even if you listen to them and love them that you'll like need to like own them per se.
Own them. Yeah. And then I loved, we did an episode of A Curse So Dark and Lonely, and I really liked that book. And I bought all three of them. And I was, like, sitting here, and I was like, I don't think I'm going to finish a series. I'm just going to sell them. And, like, that really pains me. You know how that pains me to do that?
You were so desperate. Like, you were on a mission to get those books.
I know. And I just, I've been really fantasy. I mean, we keep saying this. I've just not been in a fantasy mood. I don't know what it is. Like, it really is.
It actually scares me, too, because with book Onyx of Storm, whatever that title is.
Onyx Storm, yeah.
Thank you. With that coming out, I want to read it, but I'm not in the mindset of it.
I know.
I will say, every time we've read a fantasy book, I read, I think, two, the Jennifer L. Almerchild book, and then I did an arc for Julie Johnson's new series.
Yes.
I will say, both times when I went in skeptically, because I was like, I'm not in the mood, I've walked away. I liked Julie Johnson's a hell of a lot more. No offense to Jennifer L. Armentrout. But I think it's just because, I don't know, there's something about the way sometimes a romance reader turned fantasy writer writes.
Yeah.
That, like, I don't feel like she's plot dumping. And I, like, she baits you. Like,
yeah.
You have no, it's like Game of Thrones. When you start Game of Thrones, you have no fucking clue what's happening. But you're like, I need to know where this is going to go.
Yeah.
That's what Julie's book does. So, and, like, though it obviously hits, like, a little bit of a slower point, I don't know. It was real. I was, like, really, like, oh, wow. Like, I'm kind of blown away by how good this was. And I was,
yeah.
Which is, shocking. Again, like, when you're not in the mood for fantasy.
And that's what I think. I think that we'll feel that about Onyx Storm, because I feel like even just thinking back Fourth Wing, like, Rebecca Yarros was a romance writer who started writing fantasy, which I think you can really tell in the Fourth Wing. What the fuck? Oh, Iron Flame. I'm like, what the fuck was book two? Iron Flame was definitely not as good. And I think there were issues with Iron Flame, but I don't expect every book in a long fantasy book series to be 5 stars. Like, I really liked Iron Flame. I gave it 4 stars, and, like, I'm completely content with that rating. So I think that Onyx Storm, I'm, like, looking forward to it. She's not on the level of Sarah J. Maas as me, but she's on the level where, like, I'm not expecting to go in and, like, feeling, like, fatigued already. Okay. Where, like, some books I feel like I'm going to go in and feel fatigued from the beginning. And it's not the author. It's more, like, my own mindset. Like, I am just – I have jello for brains lately. And, like, I need dumbed down fantasy.
Same. Girl, same.
So it's really – it's a me issue. But that's where I'm at. I'm sorry if I feel like I can hear myself with the headphones. I feel like I sound sick. So I'm sorry if you guys can hear that. Yeah.
Though I'm not going to lie, as much as I missed hanging out with you and Danielle's sick too. So I was like, honestly,
and yeah, she told me that.
Been so tired. Like, I keep, like, you get, like, nervous about everything. It's like, you don't want your kids to get sick. But I'm like, I'm fucking exhausted from the holidays. So, like, a tiny little human, she's been sleeping till, like, 8 o'clock. And I'm like, girl, not gonna
lie. I slept until, like, 8:30 yesterday.
I'm jealous.
No, that's crazy.
That's, like, crazy for you. You're, like, a 6 to 7 a.m. or
at
max.
Yeah, no, Gil had the flu. I have, like, a head cold. Which is a lot better today. It was, like, mostly sinuses. Like, you know, like, when, like, I was, like, breathing and, like, only, like, one nostril, like, was going in. And then I had, like, the pain behind my eye. Like, you know that feeling where it's just, like, your sinus is so clogged. It's better now. Winston is sick.
Oh, Angel.
I know. My little baby. So I have to call the vet. I think he, like, literally has a cold. Like, he's just sneezing and his one eye is all watery. And it's making me sad. And also, if you guys have cats, so this is for any listeners who have cats, the bird flu is killing cats. So if you have an outdoor cat, or, I mean, we bring Winston on his leash, don't. Because, like, bird poop, if they get, like, any of it, apparently, like, as soon as, like, they, like, there's, like, no cure for it. And, like, a bunch of cats are dying. And I'm like, we're not bringing him outside.
Keep Winnie indoors at all costs.
All costs. And that's how I know he's sick too, because he's not asking to go out. Anyway, we're here to do our 2024 yearly roundup, which I know I made easy for myself because I put together our post today. So I already know what my roundup is. So I feel like Katie is going to be like, wait.
It's all right.
But I mean, I feel like it would be easy for us to do I mean, for me at a glance, I can go really quickly, which you guys will see our post probably tomorrow or Wednesday anyway. But we could do our totals and then we can do our 5-star reads.
Sure. Let me get all my good reads up.
Yeah.
I do have screenshots of stuff. So like I did try to be, I meant to get to this before, but I will say so many, I don't understand. Well, I do understand why my emails are blowing up. It's the year end for healthcare. So everyone's trying to,
yeah,
get it together. Okay.
Okay. So my Goodreads goal was 175 books. And last year, I keep saying every year I'm going to try to read less and less because, like, I'm trying to be, like, a real person. And I'm honestly really proud of myself because my goal was 175 and I read 180. So I didn't actually go over, like, crazy amount.
I lost you.
Well, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I said that my goal was 180. I mean, my goal was 175 and I read 180, which actually isn't that crazy.
No.
Since I'm trying to read less.
Keep going.
I mean, do you not have your Goodreads goal up?
So my goal, I knew having a second child, there is no fucking way I was going to tap out on anything crazy. I did beat my goal. I put 120 and I'm at 126. I will be finishing a book probably by tomorrow for sure on audio. Maybe on physical as well, depending upon how much I can get done tonight. So it might be at 127 or 128.
Okay. I'm not going to finish anything before the year end. My average rating was a 3.7, which I feel like makes sense because I feel like I went through a lot of like struggles this year.
How do you find that out?
There were a lot of books that I loved, and then there were a lot of books that I was just like average at best. So out of the 180, I had 16 5-stars, wow, which is not a lot out of 180 books. So
how are you like finding all this information out?
Katie, because I did the research prior to the episode.
Oh, I thought I like told you your average rating.
Oh no, it does tell you your average rating. If you go on to Goodreads.
Okay.
No, yeah, girl. You think that I'm not doing
that. So I was like, what the fuck?
No, if you go on and it says like it says, wait, let me go on. Oh my God. I'm not on my desktop, so it like looks different. It says like your year in books.
Oh, I'll just go on my desktop then. Okay.
It says you can do it on your phone. Like up on the top, it'll say like your year in books, and then you click it. It's probably easier to do on your desktop though. See, 1-star romance. Okay, while Katie's looking that up, if you guys have read 1-star romance by Laura Henkin, can you let me know if you liked it? Because I keep seeing people recommending it, but then it only has like a 3.6 rating on Goodreads.
Weird.
Did you find it?
I did.
Okay.
Oh wait, so okay, I know what I'm doing wrong. Okay. Continue, please.
Oh, well, do you have your average rating?
Yeah, it's a 4.0.
Oh, okay. Oh, so Katie's a lot nicer than me.
A little full star, if you will.
A little full star. Mine's a 3.75.
I was trying to be very stingy with my fives, which I was really proud of this year. Hold on, I took a screenshot. I think I maybe only had 11 5-star books.
Okay, yeah, I only had 16.
I was really stingy. I was not going above and beyond.
I went back and lowered some ratings where I was like, why would I have rated this 5 stars? I haven't thought about a day since. But I only did that to a few books. So I only had 16 by like, I rounded it out at 16 5-star reads for the year. And I'm like very confident in these 16 books. Oh. And I feel like we're going to have overlap.
Probably.
So my first, this is in no particular order. I'm just going to, rapid fire, and then you can go and we can discuss. Beartown. by Frederick Bachman. Like, I'm obsessed with this book. Obsessed. Which I'm actually reading the final book in that series right now. It's hefty. And, you know, like when you have a cold and your eyes hurt and, like, you can't focus? That's how I felt. So I'm not going to finish it before the end of the year. Anyway, A Little Life by, and I always, like, say her name wrong, Hanya Yanagihara.
Okay.
Again, A Little Life. Don't read. I don't recommend it to anybody, but I really loved it. The Wedding People by Allison Espach.
Fucking amazing.
I know. Wild Eyes by Elsie Silver. I feel like that'll be on your list.
Yes.
Okay. Funny Story, Emily Henry.
Yes.
Dishonestly Yours by Kristen Becker-Ritchie.
I actually don't think I gave that 5 stars.
Okay. That's fine. Play Along.
Fuck yes. That's 5 stars. Yeah.
I was going to say, I think Play Along like might be my favorite book of the year, but it's really hard to really pick one. Then I also had The X Vows by Jessica Joyce. Yes, I have
that's a 5 star.
Okay. I have I know you haven't read this yet, but I have Across Eternity by Elizabeth O'Rourke, which is like different from her normal books. It's like a time travel romance. So good. Then I have Savor It by Tara DeWitt. I have Ready or Not by Cara Bastone.
Not get that 5 stars.
Which I did on audio and I was obsessed with it. And just, I'll probably talk about this towards the end, but I read her arc, I think it comes out in March, her next book, 5 stars. Like obsessed. That's the thing. My 2024 5-star reads, I'm not including any arcs that come out in 2025 because they're not out yet. So who cares? Sure. But it would have been on here had it not. The Dixon Rule by Elle Kennedy. Obsessed. Obsessed. Not in Love by Allie Hazelwood. I know people either like loved it or hated it. I fucking loved it. Just for the Summer by Abby Jimenez. Duh.
Duh.
Duh. And then the last two, A Love Letter to Whiskey by Candy Steiner, which I know is, like, not really Katie's jam because it's, like, so angsty and you want to kill these two, but I really kind of want you to read it. And then the last book I rated 5 stars, or the first book, actually, of the year I rated 5 stars, was Into the Dark, the final Magnolia Parks book by Jessa Hastings. So those were my 5-star reads for 2024.
Let me find my photos. So, yeah. I have to make sure I weed out, because I started to do something else. I got ahead of myself. Any hoosie whatsies. Oh my god, where'd it go? Okay, so I had 2 back-to-backs recently. The Reappearance of Rachel Price by Holly Jackson. She's the author of Good Girl's Guide to Murder.
Yep.
I was completely fucking blown away. And I will say, I know a lot of times, like, people get hung up on, like, the YA mystery. It's just the age in this book. Like, I was actually kind of like, this is a little dark. Like, I don't know. It does get a little dark. It's, like, very, I don't want to say creepy, spooky, but, like, you kind of get, like, an eerie sense, like, what's going on. There's just so many secrets. Like, personally, the audio is fucking phenomenal. I would give it a shot. But, again, if you're like, Katie, it's YA. I don't feel like doing YA. I really didn't get a YA vibe from it at all.
I don't mind YA, especially with a mystery. I feel like a lot of YA mysteries are really good. Like,
and I feel like they write characters that are a bit more mature.
Yeah.
Than, like, these dumb idiot kids. Like, a dumb idiot, no offense, but, like, a dumb idiot's not solving mysteries. Like, you're going to have a lot more intelligent or, like, whatever. So that was a 5-star. P.S. I Hate You, 5-star. Wild Eyes. The Wedding People, obviously. Savor It.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Place. Did I read that this year?
No.
No, that's where, oh my god, now my lists are tangled. I hate how, like, when you, I have auto-delete on, so some of them have, like, migrated. Oh, If It Makes You Happy.
Okay.
Are you counting books that you read that are ARCs? I'm sorry.
I'm not doing if it was a 2025, if it doesn't come out until 2025.
Okay. Oh, wait, I did give Dishonesty Yours 5 stars. Play Along, Dishonesty Yours, The X-Vows, The Unmaking of June Farrow, Funny Story, Just for Summer, A Deal with the Devil, At Last Sight, Wait for It by Mariana Zapata, which I have to change because I couldn't fucking tell you what that book is about.
I mean, I loved Wait for It, but
me too. This is the thing about Mariana Zapata. I love it when I'm in it, and I forget all about it when I'm done.
That's why I changed some 5 stars where I was like, I gave it a 5-star because I loved it, but then like I haven't thought about it since. So that to me isn't 5 stars. Like everything I rated 5 stars.
You're remembering.
I'm thinking about all the time.
Agreed. So take that one off my list. Wait For It is not a 5-star. And then the right, I read this right in the beginning of New Year's last year. The Right Thing to Do by Love Bitka 8. It's a Germani fanfic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. So fucking good. And those are my 5 stars. Like, not a lot.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like the, like, again, like, there were some books that just stood out, especially books that came out this year, like Play Along, Just for the Summer, Funny Story, The X-Vows, Savor It. Those were, like, even Wild Eyes that came out this year that were so good, like, very yeah. clearly 5 stars that I rode that high for like a long time forever. After reading them.
Yeah.
But there was just a lot of like mediocre books that I read.
Yeah. Hence like the... I had a couple like I was shocked that I didn't like either.
Yeah.
Like Sunlight by Daphne Perry.
Yeah. No, right. I had like an honorable mentions, like things that weren't 5 stars, but that I really, really liked. And there is a book on here that I think you should read because it is YA, but it is a mystery. And I feel like it would kind of be up your alley.
Okay.
And it's not like Other Girls by Meredith Adamo.
Oh, yeah, I know. I do have to. I really do need to get to that one.
Yeah, I think that you'll. I think that you will really like it. I don't know. I really liked it. I know that Mary really liked it. And I put that on my honorable mentions list. I also had P.S. I Hate You on my honorable mentions list. I gave it like a 4.5. And If It Makes You Happy, I put that on my honorable mentions. So, yeah. 4 Weekends at a Funeral, we both read. I think we both like that. I have You Again, which I know that you read last year. Mm-hmm. But and I know people either love it or hate it, but I loved it.
That. Which I was shocked. It has a little bit more angst to it than like is typical for me.
Yeah.
But
it was good.
It was good. I would say like... Ooh, for me, am I cutting you off?
No.
Okay. Listen for the Lie by Amy Tintera. I know a lot of people like talk about it, but yeah. I feel like it's not talked about enough. That was really good, very entertaining. Doop, 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 doop.
I put that on one of my best audiobooks.
Yes.
A few of my 5-star reads are also some of my favorite audiobooks. Like The Wedding People was a 5-star read and one of my favorite audiobooks.
I agree. Love of My Afterlife was also just, that would be like an honorable mention.
Yeah.
So freaking good. I want to put, no, I don't know if I would do that one.
I had
Love and Other Conspiracies. I think this author, I would put honorable mention because I think this was her first debut novel. It's very niche. Like if you're not a weirdo like me who likes like, a little bit of a conspiracy theory. We're talking like Bigfoot. We're not talking like anything outlandish or anything.
Yeah.
Like that. It's all about paranormal stuff, but like it has a little bit of a romance to it. They're a little nerdy, a little geeky. She has another book coming out. I feel like she's going to nail something real soon. Like she has that kind of potential to me. So I feel like that's like big honorable mention moment. Cause it's like, could she be good? Could she do it?
I think she could do it.
I think she could do it.
I also had How to End a Love Story on my honorable mentions. I really, really liked that book. Fall With Me by Becca Mack, which is her like latest in the Vancouver Vipers series, like the Playing for Keeps. Not Vancouver Vipers. I forget what they are, but it doesn't matter. Anyway, I really liked that book too.
I actually really enjoyed This Spells Love. I guess you could call it a witchy book. Like the grandma is convinced she's a little bit of a witch, but it's very like household witchy. It doesn't give witchy vibes if you're like rolling your eyes at me. It's more or less this like something happens, she casts a little bit of a spell on herself and goes back in time and like kind of alters her future.
Okay.
And brings the two of them together. Like she kind of sees what things could have been. I don't know. It's very, it reminds me of a movie and I can't put my finger on it and I don't really watch that many movies. But it was really, I don't know, I really enjoyed it. I think if you're just like a romance reader with like alternating timeline type of thing, or like this could be my future, like the what ifs kind of a people out there.
Yeah.
I feel like people would actually really enjoy it. Just saying.
Another honorable mention. Oh, I have to sneeze. Ooh.
Oh, that's the worst. Look at the light.
Okay, I think it went away. I had The Naked Fisherman, which I know I talked about recently. 28 Summers by Elin Hildebrand, which, not for the faint of heart, it's not a happily ever after. Summer Romance, I feel like, was pretty popular this year, but one that we haven't spoken about, House of Flame and Shadow, which we, like, literally took 2 days off of work for, but it was last January, so it's almost like you forget. Oh, bless you.
I sneezed for you.
I know. It's almost like you forget when it was, like, literally a year ago that came out. And it wasn't a 5-star read for me. I rated it 4. But definitely honorable mention. I definitely still really liked the book, so I added it to honorable mentions.
Under Your Spell. Everyone's going to be like, Katie, fuck off Your Spell.
I know. I'm, like, literally laughing. Everything is like, so conspiracies, witches, murder.
I was on a big kick. Next year, everyone's going to be annoyed at how many mysteries I probably have to talk about.
Yeah.
But I feel like that mystery is a very, like, it's been around where witchiness is, like, a newer genre.
Yes.
Again, I don't even think I'd classify Under Your Spell as witchy. Again, like, the sisters just, like, think they're quote-unquote witchy and have cast, like, think of Practical Magic where she's, like, creating her mans and, like, lets it go. Like, that kind of a thing. Like, they're putting... Yeah. If anything, they're putting, like, energy out, I feel like. But it's, like, enemies to lovers-ish. It's very cute. Like, her sister enlists someone for help. I think, again, if you're, like, a just an enemies to lover, one-night stand, rock star, romance, forced proximity, it's a good one. It's a good one.
It's on my list.
I'm trying to look through... Yeah, 4 weekends and a funeral.
That's I'm also looking. I'm looking at all of the podcast episodes we've done, and
oh, you know what's a good honorable mention?
What
I'm going to tell you, Clarence Manor by Devney Perry. It was it used to be, I think it was Ivy by Willa Nash.
Yes,
it gives Pretty Little Liars, but like revamped, and there's more growth.
Okay.
I really liked it. There's like a bunch of secrets. I don't know. There was like something about it that like kept me hooked.
Okay.
It was quite enjoyable.
That's good to know. Not honorable mention, but the first podcast episode we did of the year was Ruthless Vows by Rebecca Ross. And I did not like that book.
I don't even remember it. What it was about.
It was Divine Rivals, like the sequel.
Oh, there you go.
That's right. And Divine Rivals we both loved. And then Ruthless Vows was so disappointing. I remember not liking it. We did Check and Mate by Allie Hazelwood. And I love Allie Hazelwood, but I think that we both like weren't huge fans of the female main character. But that book I remember, like, it took place in New Jersey. And it was just, like, funny because I was like, Allie, girl, like,
girl,
when have you spent time in my hometown?
I will say, okay, so another, this will be an honorable mention. I don't know if it'll be a 5-star yet. I'm really enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
A Cry in the Dark by Denise Grover Swank. It is not new. It's been out for a while. It is mystery.
Okay.
But it's adult. Like, there is murder and drugs, and these are 30-year-old people in a small town in the South, and, like, the audio... I don't know if you saw a message come through from Erica, the bookish besties, because, like, mid-run, I actually screamed out loud, oh my god. Like, I was kind of shocked at something. It does have a very subtle romance undertone. Like, I think I have an hour left. Nothing has happened to the romance department yet, but like she's writing so well that like you kind of don't care.
Yeah.
So that will actually be an honorable mention, to be completely transparent with
you. Okay.
Oh my god.
What?
Hold on. Maybe I did something out of order. Give me 2 seconds. there are going to be gal. There we go. I did 2 audiobooks. I knew I was missing something.
I'm just here for the ride.
I know you are. Okay. Oh, I did that in 2023. What year are we in?
We're talking 2024, Katie.
Okay, never mind. I'm out of my mind. Just tell me to go fuck myself.
Go fuck yourself.
Never mind, I take this back. Okay. Okay, then I was in the right. I knew I was going through some stuff, and I was like, okay, my brain's all right. I'm good.
She's fine, guys. She's fine.
I literally, in preparation for this, I literally was taking screenshots, but it has fucked me. I don't know if anyone's caught on to this, but, like, things are fucking me right now.
If you haven't noticed, in the last 3 years we've been doing this, one of us is always prepared and one of us isn't.
It's not. I'm not going to lie, I thought for sure I was, like, because I knew you had the slides, I mentioned them earlier, I got caught up in work, and I was like, it's fine, like, I have all my screenshots. That's me making a face.
I know, I see your face.
Yeah, but no one else can if they're just listening.
True.
I'm off my rocker.
Anywho. No, I'm going to keep recapping 2024. Okay, so we did Destroy the Day by Bridget Kemmerer. We did an episode on that. We love that series. Again, YA fantasy. It's, like, funny. We're like, oh, we're like, not into fantasy, like, lately. And then I'm like, oh, but that was definitely...
But that's actually a good one.
A really good one. We did a bunch of author interviews, but our first author interview of the year was with Liz Tomforti, and this was prior to Play Along coming out, but if you're a fan of hers, I would listen, because I think that's, like, a really good episode for us. We went to Sweetgrass. That, like, feels like so long ago. I mean, it was March of, but, like, doesn't that, like, it seems like it was, like, a few months ago, and then it also seems like it was, like, 2 years ago.
8 years ago, yeah.
We were both, I don't want to say we were both pregnant at the time, because, but we both looked pregnant at the time. So one of us was, one of us wasn't. We probably collectively that weekend pissed 385 times.
And ate more than life itself.
Yeah.
We didn't sleep because we were up peeing all night.
Oh, Katie would get up to pee, and then I'd be like, well, I guess I should pee now too. it was either peeing or putting a heat pack in the microwave. So there was, like, no sleep happening. we did a book that we read and we didn't like, and now it's getting a lot of flack on TikTok for, like, plagiarism. Powerless by Lauren Roberts. We did not like that book.
That's getting a lot of plagiarism now. Interesting.
Because people are like, oh, it's literally the exact same book as Red Queen by Victoria Aveyard. I don't know. I think that's how you say your last name. And it is. It's literally
fascinating.
We talked about Wild Love by Elsie Silver, which we were, like, we liked it, but we weren't a huge fan.
No.
Funny Story, obviously. The Dawn of the Cursed Queen with Amber Nicole. We love her. She is one of the fantasy writers that, like, when she comes out with a book, I'll drop it and I'll read it. Oh, man, I forgot. Like, we interviewed Tara DeWitt for Savor It. We interviewed Curran Michaels for Forgotten Desires. Yeah, we just did an episode.
Out of all the books we've interviewed, besides, like, you and I feel like have beaten a dead horse with Tara DeWitt and Liz Tomforti. If you don't know that those authors to us are, like, 5-star authors, we are obsessed with their writing, their books, like, then you're not listening.
Right.
But recently, I feel like I really enjoyed kind of branching out with, like, VR and, like, listening to their author or speaking with their authors and reading their books. Because even though, like, they've been on my TBR, I haven't taken the plunge on them.
No.
And one in particular, I don't think I would ever think to pick up a Julianne book. I'm sure, again, it was probably one of those, like, it'll just land on my TBR and we'll move on from it. But she was probably my favorite author recently that we've spoken to.
Yeah.
In the sense of, like, her book. Like, every single person we've ever spoken to is so kind and, like, so willing to just hop on and, like, shoot the shit and tell us whatever. And it's really cool to hear their takes on things. But I definitely enjoyed From Air more than the other ones. Like, again, everything to me was a very great read. That's not making sense. A great read. But hers stood out to me.
No, I completely agree. If we're talking about the book, most likely we've enjoyed it, obviously. And all the authors that we've gotten to interview have been amazing. Like amazing. And, but I agree because I've had, I mean, reading from Air kind of got me on like the Julianne train, which I had a few of her books downloaded and just like, I would I would hear about them. So I would download them and then I would read the blurb and be like, I don't think I'm in the mood for whatever this is. Mm-hmm. And then we read from Air and I was like, oh, actually like this bitch slaps. And then as you guys know, I went on a complete like tear of Julianne books after that. So like, I'm happy that we had the opportunity like presented to us to interview her because I feel like eventually I would have gotten to it, but I'm happy that like I was kind of pushed. Yeah, because I mean, like, I like love everything I've read by her now. And like, I mean, her backlog's huge. So
I'll keep you busy, but yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it kind of like, maybe more so for me, I think you're a little bit more willing to step outside of like your comfort. And unless I have you or Mary in my ear, like you need to read, like there's a couple people where I'm like, okay, if they're saying that this is good, that I'm trusting their word and I'll download it.
Yeah.
But even so, like sometimes I'm just like, I don't know if I'm in the mood for that. I'm in the mood for that. Or like, oh, it's an age gap. Like the Naked Fisherman series. Like I kind of wrote that off. And then like, even you were like, no, like you need to get this a shot. So yeah. It's kind of nice when like your hand gets forced a little bit to do something and it ends up like, Katie, if you just tried something new for once, maybe you'd like it too, kind of a thing, you know?
Yeah, no, I feel you on that. And then some of like my favorite books that I've read this year don't come out until 2025. So I'll say that there are some that come out in 2025 that I would recommend and some that come out in 2025 that I rated 5 stars. The first one is the first 5-star for that comes out 2025 is Promise Me Sunshine by Cara Bestone. And I think that comes out in March and I'm like, not kidding. It was so good. So, yeah. I forget the character's names because duh, I know his name is Miles and her name is like some, it's a girl name, obviously. No, so her best friend dies and she is like, they are like, you know, like when your best friend's like your soulmate, obviously you know that because it's me, but, they're
say the other way around.
Yeah, no, I'm everybody's soulmate. I have none of my own because no, I'm just kidding. Anyway, no, but you know, okay. So like, they're like best friends or soulmates or like, they grew up together. They lived like, they're like this, whatever. Her friend unfortunately passes away and she is just like not dealing with the grief of losing her best friend well at all. And she's hired to be, she was a nanny like prior to everything that happened, but she's hired to nanny this girl just for the weekend. And she meets the girl's uncle, Miles. Miles is like, I'm like literally so bad at character names, you guys. So please bear with me. The little girl's mom is Miles's half sister, but they just found out about each other like a few years prior. Cause like her dad had like an affair. It was like a whole thing, but he just wants to be part of their lives. And he is like not a stranger to grief. Like years prior, his mom and his younger cousin like passed away in a car accident. So he like, once he realizes what's going on with the female main character, he's like, okay, I will like be like your grief partner. Like I will like work with you to like kind of get through this. And like, there's a list that she's trying to work on. And he's like, if you help me, like I'll help you with this. And then you can help me like build this relationship with my niece. And they just like end up falling in love, but it's like the most, like, I just like love the story and the characters and like this like friendship that they form. It was amazing.
I love that.
And then Friends to Lovers by Sally Blakely comes out in July.
I'm worried about this.
But I really, really, really liked it. It just tickled like everything that I love in a book. So it's Friends to Lovers, obviously. Obviously. Childhood Friends to Lovers, Second Chance Romance. It was very much giving like X-Files and Happy Place vibes.
Okay.
So done.
Here for that.
And then another 5-star for next year, First Time Caller. I want to say it comes out in February.
I think it comes out in February, like February 25th, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, and you read First Time Caller too.
Yes, that was really good.
So good. Like
real fucking good.
It was great. And I was like, oh, it's 5 stars. But I was like, I can't put it on my 2024 list. So I'm telling you guys now. Left of Forever by Tara DeWitt It is the like follow-up to Savor It. They can be read as standalones, but they're like interconnected because Ellis is Sage's brother and Ren is Sage's best friend. You meet them in Savor It. It's like it's a second chance romance. Again, just like a really like beautiful love story. And then I read Beg, Borrow, or Steal by Sarah Adams. That comes out actually in January. So if you're a Sarah Adams fan or you're just like not like a fan of a lot of spice and romance books, recommend that. I read Destructively Yours, which is the sequel to Destructively Mine, the sequel to Unfortunately Yours by Kristen Becker Ritchie. It's like so much more conny. Like there's like so much more conning going around and like you're learning more about the characters. It was really good. And then Tessa Bailey's Dream Girl Drama, which is the third book in like the sports romance series that she did. I wouldn't read it if you're looking for a hockey romance rec, but if you are a Tessa Bailey fan, I would recommend it because I think it was really good and it was very Tessa Bailey. I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
So those are the, I think those were the only 2025 books that I've read so far. I mean, there's a lot of books that we're looking forward to coming out in 2025, which I like made a list and it's like on our Instagram. But Out of the Woods comes out, Onyx Storm, Deep End by Allie Hazelwood, which was called Wet, which like, why didn't they just keep that name?
Yeah.
The Charlie Method by Elle Kennedy. Obviously, you guys know I'm a huge Elle Kennedy fan. I love The Graham Effect. I love The Dixon Rule. The Charlie Method, I think I'm going to like because I like Elle Kennedy. But it is like an MFM romance. So
okay.
I'm going to see how I feel about it because normally I'm not into that.
Yeah.
We have Wildside coming out in March, which I'm looking forward to, obviously. April's going to be... April was going to be crazy, but Liz Tomforti pushed back Rewind It Back by a month. So Rewind It Back won't be out until May.
Okay.
But in April, we get Great Big Beautiful Life by Emily Henry and Say You'll Remember Me by Abby Jimenez. And like, it's about I know. Luckily, they come out like 3 weeks apart because I'm going to need
God.
It.
I don't know. Yeah.
I know. I know, because at first it was going to be, like, Abby Jimenez is April 1st, and then Emily Henry's the 22nd, and Rewind It Back was going to be the 24th, and I was like, I cannot go. I can't do back-to-back Emily Henry right into List on 40. Like, no. That is too much for my little pea mush brain. So I'm like, not happy it's being pushed back, but, like, in my head I am. But Say You'll Remember Me is about, you meet the one character in... Just for the summer, she's like the old lady with like Alzheimer's who's like sitting on like the bench and I again forget their names, but whatever. So I'm looking forward to that because, you know, personal things. But May, Lepta Forever, like we said. And then like that's kind of like it as far as like the first half of the year that I'm like really, really excited for.
I feel like I had so many that I'm like looking forward to, but they just haven't like released anything yet.
Yeah. And like, again, like it's, like, I'm not good at keeping track of things. Like,
same, I'm awful at it.
Yeah.
Absolutely awful at it.
Really terrible at keeping track of things. You're actually worse because I feel like you, like Mary does the same thing. You'll like pre-order the book from like four different places.
Oh my God. I can't tell you times. Like there has literally been like four copies of something of that have like come to, I learned my lesson. I can't pre-order on Barnes & Noble.
I have to write, no, see, you have a calendar now.
Yes, I do.
If I pre-order on Barnes & Noble, I write it on the calendar.
That's smart.
So that I don't forget. Because, like, Amazon, it's easy. I see what I've pre-ordered.
That's what I mean. Like, I just told myself, moving forward, all your pre-orders have to go through Amazon. Save, like, the Barnes & Noble gift cards and all the things like that. Because that's what I was doing. I was using my Barnes & Noble gift cards to do pre-orders last year, and I screwed myself.
Yeah.
So I literally put the ban. I put the kibosh. I got, maybe that's bad. I don't know. But like I put the kibosh on that. I'm not doing that again.
Also, a lot of the time, like I want to read it right away. So I'll just go to Barnes & Noble on a Tuesday.
Yes.
Like I think
I actually haven't. I'm not going to lie. I haven't picked up a physical book to read, I couldn't even tell you. Like, I literally couldn't even tell you.
Like, you've read on your Kindle, or you've just only been doing audio?
I've only been doing Kindle and audio. Obviously, audio a lot more.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you the last physical book I actually touched.
I kind of want to say same. I've been reading a lot on my Kindle. I actually have the book that I'm currently reading right here. It is just, like, so thick. I think that I'm going to, because my eyes are hurting. It's the audio is free on Everend. It's 670 pages, and I'm only 175 in. I think I might put the audio on while reading. Because I want to read it, but like every time, like my eyes just can't focus on like a book. I've been reading something on my Kindle. The Kindle's fine, but like the physical book, like I just, my eyes like cannot focus on. It's so weird. And of course, the Kindle version of this book is like $15, but the friggin' paperback is $12. So like, I'm not spending $15 on a Kindle.
That kills me. Is like I know I'm not. If I buy a physical book, I'm not going to read it. Like, I'm literally not going to read it. Like, especially because like the only time I'm picking up a book at night is at night, and like I'm not sitting at home with my lights on because I have a newborn. Well, like, he's not really a newborn anymore.
He still is.
He's still a little baby. He will be moved. But like, I'm not reading a physical book at night in my bedroom because someone's asleep or someone's laying down and closing their eyes. And like, if we're downstairs, I don't know. Like, again, like I'm not like bright lighting it sometimes. I'm reading at night. That's it. So like Kindle or bust.
Yeah. That's why I've been reading like two books at a time lately, because I've been reading this physical book like on the couch, and then I've been reading something on my Kindle in bed. Mm-hmm. But I just really want to finish.
Such an audio kick with like, especially with running now. Like, I feel like I'm back, baby, with the audios, and it's been. I will say, I feel like I've been on, and I know you get to sample. I'm a big sampler. I have to sample before I download. Like, it doesn't matter who the author is. I think the narrator can fudge up anything. I feel like I've just been on a kick with like. Amazing audios lately.
I have been struggling with audios because I normally listen while I commute, and I haven't been commuting. But I am listening to Project Hail Mary right now by Andy Weir, and it is so good that like I want to keep listening, but like I really need to pay attention. Mm-hmm. And I was like listening at the gym. And when I'm running at the gym, I can listen and fine. But then as soon as I start, like, weightlifting, when I'm, like, counting, like, reps and stuff, I can't. Hard. Like, I can't count and listen at the same time. So I was, like, trying to, like – I was, like, listening this morning when I was working. But then, I don't know. Like, I'm just, like, really enjoying it, but I don't want to miss anything because it's, like, very sciencey. I actually think you would really like it.
Yeah, I know. The minute you guys were talking about it, I was like, I have to put on my TBR because I feel like this is something that like I would be into.
Yeah, it's really good. I know they're making it into a movie. I think like not until 2026, but it's the same author as The Martian, which was made into a movie a few years ago, which is really good. But I'm like loving it. I think if I was reading it, I would hate it because I would not understand. I don't understand any of the scientific parts of it, but I think the narrator's so good that I'm, like, interested, whereas if I was reading it, I'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
What is actually happening right now?
What is actually going on? Anyway, I don't know. I feel like that's kind of, like, my buggish 2024 wrap-up. Personally, I don't know if you guys knew this. I've never talked about it before ever on this podcast. I had a hysterectomy. That was really great. That was actually the highlight of my entire year. I'm not even, like, being, like, remotely kidding when I say that.
No, it actually
changed. No, like literally the highlight of my year.
About this, yeah.
So that was definitely, like I said, the highlight of my year. I also went to England, another highlight. I traveled a lot this year. Those were great. I got to meet another one of Katie's babies and pretend like it's mine. So, 2024 wasn't a bad year. The first 3 months were terrible, but like, April 2nd, my whole life turned around, and I had a great, like, last three quarters of the year.
The back half, man. It really did something for you.
It really did. I mean, I got 8 weeks vacation. I mean, I'm calling it vacation. I was on disability. But you know what I mean? Like, sick. I had a great time.
Amazeballs. And mine was I gave birth to my son, and he will be my last child. I'm someone who I'm very fortunate I can carry my children. But I do not enjoy, because people are like, oh, did you have bad pregnancies? No, I had the easiest, most boring pregnancies known to mankind.
Literally.
You're allowed to not like being pregnant.
Yeah.
I am done. Kitchen's closed. It's over. So as happy as I am that he's here, we will not be adding any more to the Moncrief clan.
No, both of our kitchens are closed. I'm ordering out. Katie is, yeah, I'm ordering out. I'm Uber Eatsing my baby.
But I'm looking forward to not being pregnant for a year, because I've been pregnant since 20 fucking two.
I'm looking forward to that for you and for myself. We just we need to plan things and be like, okay, see you, Tom. We're going to do this thing now.
No, but I really am looking forward to the fact that I think children, I'm not saying my children are a burden because they're not, but it's very hard to do things when you have two children 15 months apart.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Yeah. You need support. And for anyone who does it on their own, I don't, who are you? Are you, you must be super women. Or super men. I commend you, because if Tom's not home, 9 times out of 10, I'm like, someone needs to come over to sit with Liam so I can get Leah down.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to getting past that baby-ish hump. Leah's at such a good age, and not that I don't mind a baby phase, I'm not the biggest fan of a newborn phase, but I feel like once Liam could start sitting up and we're getting down to solidified naps, I feel just life gets a little bit easier because then you can schedule things.
Yeah.
Whereas right now I feel my husband's you are so scatterbrained. And I'm because there's 18 million things I need to do.
You're thanks, Tom. That's so helpful.
And there's 4 hours to do them all. It's so hard to work because people oh, you work from home. Same with you. You work the days you work from home, people are you probably have all the time in the world to do that. Because I'm no, I'm still working. I'm home doesn't mean I don't work. It's I'm very excited for 2025 for us. I feel like there's great things on the horizon.
There are so many great things on the horizon. And starting with, I was going to say, I'll just go through the calendar for January. We have, obviously, this is our 2024 year in review. Next week, we're going to be reviewing Wyatt by Jessica Peterson. The 15th, regular old Spilling the Tea, which I feel like I'm going to have a lot to talk about because I've been reading. On the 22nd, we are going to be doing The Rom-Commers by Catherine Center. And on the 29th, we're going to be reviewing Onyx Storm because duh. We would be remiss if we did not talk about Onyx Storm.
Great, great word.
Thank you so much. 2025 is the year of me working on my vocabulary.
Yeah, girl.
Get it, girl. But that's what we have coming up. That's basically what we've done this year, and that's what we have coming up. I got nothing else.
I don't either.
Which, not surprised. I normally do always have something else, but today I don't. But we hope that you guys have a happy, healthy, safe new year. We are manifesting great 2025s for all of us. That's all I got. So, Katie Jean, if you are ready, send us out one last time in 2024.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to our episode. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to subscribe to receive notifications anytime a new episode drops.
You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at thebff.bookclub. If you have any comments, questions, book recommendations, or books you want us to talk about in future episodes, please send us an email at thebff.bookclub1@gmail.com.
We appreciate your support.
See you, fuckers.